Today's daf is Menachis Daf Samech Zayin. We are at the very top of Daf Samech Zayin Amud Aleph Gilgul Hekdesh. So the context of today's daf is what it's been since the beginning of the parak, and that is the Korban Omer. The Korban Omer was a Korban Mincha. That's why it's discussed in detail in Mesechtes Menachis. And as we've seen, it had a significance in that the Korban Omer, which was brought on Tes Zayin Nisan, was Mata the Tfuah HaChadasha. So the Yidden would literally wait with bated breath for this Korban Omer to be brought. And as soon as the Korban Omer was brought, they were allowed to eat from the Tfuah HaChadasha. Now, the Torah in Parshas Emor details exactly how the Korban Omer was brought and some of the ceremony that surrounded it. But the first thing that happened was Kehanim on Moitzoy, the first night of Pesach, would go into the field. They would harvest some Tfuah. They would bring it into the Beis HaMikdash, and from that, a Korban Mincha was brought. And the Mishnah Daf Samech Vav and Aleph discuss what happened with the remainder of the Tfuah that wasn't used for the Korban Omer. Did it have Kedusha? What exactly was done with it? And the Mishnah said that it's a Machlokes, the Tana Kama and Rabbi Akiva. Vashar Nifta V'Nechel L'Chaladim, says the Mishnah. In terms of the leftover of the Korban Omer, it was redeemed, and once it was redeemed, it was allowed to be eaten by anybody, meaning even Yisrael, not only Zichrei Kohuna. Stating that, V'chayev b'chala u'potem in ha'maisa, Rabbi Akiva m'chayev b'chala u'b'maisa. There was a machlokes Tanoim exactly how to treat this Tfuah after it was already redeemed. The Tana Kama says that it certainly was chayev and chala, like all Isa, like all Tfuah is chayev and chala. However, u'potem in ha'maisa, there's not going to be a chayev maisa. Rabbi Akiva said, V'chayev b'chala u'b'maisa. And the Gemara and Daf Samech Vav and Beis had a detailed discussion what exactly the makar, why is it that Rabbi Akiva holds that chayev b'maisa? And really the premise to this discussion is that there's a halacha revacha b'Yisrael, and this is really Hilchas Trumas u'maisas 101, and that is that miruach hektish is pater min ha'maisa. So what's miruach? We know that once upon a time, certainly bizban shebeis ha'mikdash ha'yakayim, certainly bizman bayis rishon, if a person had a field, tfuah grew in his field, he wasn't allowed to eat from the tfuah until he gave his taxes. Truma, Meiser, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani, etc., etc. If a person would eat from the Tfuah without being Mafresh Trumas U'Maisres, he violated the Issa Tevel. Issa Tevel is very Chomer. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says, Chayev Misa Midei Shamayim. Stating that, a person was only Chayev and Trumas U'Maisres Midei Raisa once the Melacha of the Tfuah was deemed to have been completed. When it was considered to have been Nigmar Melachtoi, that's when there was a Chayev Trumas U'Maisres Midei Raisa. Before it was Nigmar Melachtoi, there was no Chayev Trumas U'Maisres Midei Raisa. What's the definition of Nigmar Melacha? So Chazal's definition was miruach. Miruach was the malach of smoothing the heap of tefuah that was in the field. When that happened, it was considered that the malacha was already complete, and as a result, there'd be a chiyuv trumas u'maisres midei raisa. Before that, there's not going to be a chiyuv trumas u'maisres midei raisa. The halacha is that if Hekdesh owns tefuah, and the miruach of the tefuah took place when it was under the rishos of Hekdesh, if somebody else goes now and buys that tefuah from Hekdesh, he doesn't have a chiyuv to be mafresh trumas u'maisres. And the reason is because miruach Hekdesh is pater min ha'maisr. Now, the Gemara suggested that the Tana Kama that says that if somebody would now be poida the leftover of the tefuah that wasn't used for the Korban Omer. The reason it'd be potem and amaisis, presumably, because it's Meruach Hekdesh. And Meruach Hekdesh is potem and amaisis. If that's the case, Rabbi Akiva Mechayev, Rabbi Akiva, who says there is a chiyuv Chumas U'maisres, argued Rav Kahana in the Gemara, he would seem to be a Das Yachid, he would seem to argue with this halacha that everybody seems to know, and he would seem to be the opinion that even though the Meruach took place in the Rishos of Hekdesh, he's Chayv and amaisis. Rav Kahana walked into Beis Medrash and he said that even though everybody knows Meruach Hekdesh is potem and amaisis, I think there's a shita Rabbi Akiva, which has implications, because halacha Rabbi Akiva mechavei roi mechavei rav. But if this is Rabbi Akiva, then this is very, very important. Rabbi Akiva holds that even though the miruach of this leftover tefuah took place in the Rishus of Hekdesh, so there's a chiyuv chumas amaisis. But the Gemara says that that's not pshan Rabbi Akiva. In fact, Rabbi Akiva himself said that that's not pshan Rabbi Akiva, and pshan Rabbi Akiva has nothing to do with miruach Hekdesh. Rabbi Akiva holds miruach Hekdesh as batim and amaisir. But over here, the money that was used for the ktsira was given alatnai, and the tnai was that whatever's given going to be used for the Karban Omer should have Hekdesh. Whatever's not going to be used for the Karban Omer should not be treated as Hekdesh. It shouldn't have its Kedusha. And it's for that reason that there's going to be a Chiyuv Maaser. Regardless, so the Gemara mentioned the Halacha Miruach Hekdesh, which at the end of the day, the Maskanas HaGemara, everybody holds as Potam and HaMaaser. So the Gemara went from there and digressed for a moment and said, what about Miruach Chayv Dekechavim? What if a Goy owns Tfuah? And the Miruach took place while it was under the Rishos of a guy. A Yid now buys the Tfuah from a guy. Is he Chayv or is he not Chayv? Now, first glance, you're going to tell me, if the guy owned the field and the crops grew in his Sada, why is there a Chayv Chumas and Maisers in the first place? It's a good question, but really it's a Sugi and Shas. The Gemara in a few places discusses whether Yesh Kinyan Biyad Oiv Dekechavim Lafgim Dei Maiser. So clearly, this discussion assumes that just because a guy owns the field doesn't mean there's no Chayv Chumas and Maisers. So the question is, if a guy owns a field and the Miruach took place in a guy's field, and now a Yid buys it from a guy. So do you say, just like Miruach Hektish is Potter, Miruach Oiv Dekechavim as well, or maybe not? And here the Gemara said it's Machlokes Tanam. Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda both hold that Miruach Oiv Dekechavim is Chayev Mitrumas U'Maisers. Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon hold that Miruach Oiv Dekechavim is Potter Mitrumas U'Maisers. So Miruach Hektish, everybody agrees is Potter. Miruach Oiv Dekechavim is Machlokes Tanam. Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda both hold Chayev. Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon both hold Potter. Topic of today's daf is going to be challah. Now, challah is to dough what truma is to tefuah. So just like the Torah says, reishis to gancha, you have to go and be mafresh, give to the kohanim, and it has kedusha, and if a yid eats it and doesn't give it to the kohen, he's chay misab de shemayim. If a yid is mafresh it, so now it's truma, and then he eats it, he's also chayiv misab de shemayim. You have very similar halachas as it relates to dough. The Torah says, "Reishis arisay seichem." The reishis of your dough has to be given to a kohen. If you eat it without giving it to a kohen, misa v'dei shamayim, it's tevel. If you mafresh it, eat it, then you're also going to be chayev misa v'dei shamayim. The point is that challah is to dough what truma is to tefuah. And just like as it relates to tefuah, you're not chayev in Truma, midday raisa, until it's nigmar malachtoi, miruach. The same is true by challah. The gemar malach, as relates to challah, is what's known as gilgal. And the Gemara now brings that Rava discuss what would be the halachas of gilgal hektish and gilgal of the kechavim. Meaning, miruach hektish, we said everybody holds as potter. Min ha-maisres. Miruach Oiv Dekechavim is a machlokes. Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda on the one hand, Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon on the other hand. The question is, what about Gilgal Hektish and Gilgal Oiv Dekechavim? Says the Gemara, Gilgal Hektish, Poiter, Gilgal Hektish is Pater min ha-chaloh, Ditnan, it's a mefurish mishnah, Yikdish Yisasa, Acheloi, Gilgalov. Somebody was maktish his dough. So a person had dough, and he said, I want to give it to Hektish. And it was before he did the Gilgal, meaning there was no chiv chaloh yet. Uptasa, and then he was poidit. Also, before he ever did the Gilgal, and now he rolls it, and he's making challah, and he has a shayla. Do I have to be mafresh challah or not? The halach is chayeves. He's certainly going to be chayev. And the reason is because even though it was hektish for a short period of time, but at the time that the chiyuv challah went into effect, which is at the time of the Gilgal, it belonged to the hedyet. He had been poided. And as a result, the chiyuv challah went into effect at a time that it wasn't hektish's. Thus, he's chayv and challah. Misha gilgal, what would be if somebody owned dough? He was megalgal the dough, so he's chayv and challah, and then he was makdish it. Upadas, and he was paid it. And now he bakes it. He wants to know, do I have to be makdish challah? Also chayeves. Because here too, the gilgal happened before you were makdish it. It happened in the rishus of hedyet. As a result, you chayv and challah. Hikdisha actually gilgal, what would be if somebody was makdish his dough before the gilgal? The gilgal ha-gizbar. And then the gizbar, hektish, went ahead and was megalgal. Achakach badasa. And then he was paid it, p'tura. And the Mishnah says very clearly, shabashas chayvasa is a p'tura. Because in this case, at the time that the chayv challah went into effect, it belonged to Hektish, and as a result, Gilgal Hektish is Potem in Achala. So Rava said it's Mefurish. Just like Miruach Hektish is Potem in Amaiser, so too Gilgal Hektish is Potem in Achala. But Rava, Gilgal Hektish is. But what's the halacha regarding Gilgal Hektish? Now, we'll see. Rava's going to say it's really a Mefurish and Mishnah as well. But the essence of Rava's Shaila is not whether you can find a source that Gilgal Hektish should be Potem in Achala, but rather, do we say that just like by Miruach Oiv Dekechavim, it's a machlokes tanan, and there's a shitas from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda that holds that Miruach Oiv Dekechavim is chayevin meiser. Perhaps Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are going to hold that Gilgal Oiv Dekechavim is going to be chayev as well. And the Gemara explains. Really, it's a mission. Misna Tana. Gershon is Geyer, also Masach Teschalav. Ha'itzalah Yisrael, Ger was Megayer, and he had dough. So a person was Megayer, he had a pantry full of food, and one of the things he had was dough. Nasachalin is Geyer, if he had prepared this dough, meaning he did the Gilgal of the dough before he became a Ger, Taloch is Potter, he's going to be Potter. Because it was Gilgal Evik Echavet. Misha and Eskai, if he did the Gilgal after, became a Ger. Chai. Sofik, if he's not sure when he did the Gilgal, before the Gers or after the Gers. Chai, if he's going to be Chai. Bottom line. Hamank Tanila. Who is the Tana of the Mishnah? And that was Rav Shaila. Meaning, it's a Mefurish of Mishnah that Gilgal Evik Echavet is going to be Potter. But his Shaila was, who's the Tana of the Mishnah? What are the two stuff? Divri Akoyli is the Tana of the Mishnah, everybody. Vafilu Ramei Rabbi Yehuda to come a Chayvi Hossam, Patri Hachan, even Ramei Rabbi Yehuda that hold. That Miruach, Oivik Echavim is Chayvin, Shumas Umaisres, they too hold that Gilgul, Oivik Echavim is Patam and Achab. What's the Svara? And Rava said, I'll explain it to you. Hossam over there by Truma, Dichsiv, it says, the Goncha Yaseir. It says twice in the Torah, the Goncha, that you have to be Mafrish, Chumas and Maestres from your Dagon. Now, the Goncha seems to suggest the Dagon of a Yid, not the Dagon of a Goy. But being that it says the Goncha twice, Havi Miut Achar Miut, what's a double negative? A positive. Vei Miut Achar Miut, Elu Rabbis Havaloy Vikachav. So said Rabbi Yehuda, said Rava, the Makart Ramein Rabbi Yehuda, that hold, that Miruach Evikachav and Eschayv and Chumas and Maestres, I know, is the Goncha, a Miut Achar Miut, Elu Rabbis. Now, that it says by Truma and Maeser. So I have a makar by Truma and Maeser that Miruach Evik Echavim is going to be Chai. Aval Hocha, but when it comes to Chala, maybe even Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda are going to hold its potter. Because although Trey Zimni Ksivi, even though it says it twice here too, it says Arisoy Seichem twice, but I need the two times that it says Arisoy Seichem. Chad Arisoy Seichem Kdei Yisaschem, because once I needed to teach me what the Shir of Chala is. We'll see a little bit more about that in other days. V'chad Arisoy Seichem V'lo Yisus Evik Echavim. And the other Arisoy Seichem I need to tell me, Davka the Isav Yid, not the Isav Goy, V'lo Yisas Hektish, and also not the Isav Hektish. But the bottom line is, Rava argued that it could be this Mishnah, this Stam Mishnah, Masechtas Chala, that says that the Isav of a Goy is Chayev in, is Potter from Chala, maybe he's going even according to Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, because even though Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda hold that Miruach Oivikechavim is Chayev in Trumas Umaisras, but maybe there's a difference between Miruach, meaning Truma, and Gilgal, meaning Chala. And what's the Svara? The Makar. I have a Makar to be Machayev Miruach Oivikechavim. I don't have a Makar to be Machayev Isas Oivikechavim. In fact, if anything, I have a Miut as it relates to Isas Oivikechavim. Because I only have one Arisai Seicham, and Arisai Seicham would seem to suggest that after the Isav Yid, not the Isav Yid. Oidelma, but Rava said, I'm not sure. Maybe not. Maybe Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shemich Tanilah. Maybe this Mishnah, Mesech Teschal, is going according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shemich. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shemich, that hold that Miruach Oivikechavim is Potter. So too, Gilgal Rabbi Kechavim is going to be Potter as well. Avor Ramev Rabbi Yehuda, but maybe Ramev Rabbi Yehuda are going to be Mechayev here. We just said very nicely that Ramev Rabbi Yehuda have a Makar to be Mechayev, the Tfua of a Goy in Trumas and Maestras. They don't have a Makar to be Mechayev, the Isa of a Goy in Chala. If anything, they have a Mil, Tarisoy Seichem, but Gamri Rashis Rashis. Rava says maybe they learn Exer Shavu, Rashis Rashis Miyasam. It says Rashis by Chala, Reishis that Risei Seichem, and it says Reishis by Chumas Umaisus. So just like Miruach Evik Echavim is Chayev and Chumas Umaisus, maybe Isa Evik Echavim, the Gilgal of a Goy, is going to be Chayev and Chala as well. And the Gemara says that was Rava Shaila, and Rava concluded, he said, Yehei Rava de Echse Bechelma. He said, I daven that I should have a dream, and in my dream, it should be told to me what exactly the halacha is. Either way, the Gemara says, Hold on, my Rava, Rava, who initially wasn't sure, later, as the Gemara so often says, Hada Amar Rava, there's always a before and after in Rava. Hada Amar Rava, Manda Amar Miruach Evik Echavim Poiter, Gil Evik Echavim Poiter, Manda that says Miruach Evik Echavim is Poiter, meaning Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon are going to hold that Gilgal Evik Echavim is Poiter as well, but Manda Amar Miruach Evik Echavim Ene Poiter, but a mayor and Rabbi Huda that hold Miruach Evik Echavim is not Poiter, Gilgal Evik Echavim Ene Poiter, meaning Rava had it sad to say that the Mishnah Masechtas Chalut that says Gilgal Evik Echavim is Poiter is going according to everybody, even Ramei Rabbi Huda. As if to say there's a chilek between Truma and Chala, Hadam and Rava, there's no chilek. Truma and Chala is all one and the same. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is, Miruach Hektish is Potter. So if somebody buys Tfuah from Hektish, Hektish owns a field, they have crops, the Miruach took place in the Rishos Hektish, now they sold it to a Yid, it was Nifta, like in our Mishnah here, Masechtas Menachos, somebody went ahead and he bought Now, this tefuah from Hekdesh, it doesn't have to be mafresh shumas u'maisus. Because halacha da miruach evi kachavim is potim in shumas u'maisus. The same is true as it relates to challah. If somebody would buy dough from Hekdesh, Hekdesh did the gilgal, or the gilgal took place while it was in the rishus of Hekdesh, now a yid, a head yid owns it, doesn't have to be mafresh challah. Because gilgal Hekdesh is also potter min challah. What about a goy? If a goy owns tefuah in Eretz Yisrael, or if a goy owns dough, and he did the miruach, or the miruach took place when it was in the rishus of the goy, or the gilgal took place while it was in the rishus of the goy, is there a chiyuv chumas u'maisres and challah respectively? It's a machlekes tanan. According to Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda, yes, midai raisa. According to Rab Yosi and Rab Shimon, the answer is going to be no. Just one interesting thing that we're not going to speak about. Today's daf is hashtag no raid. But Rava said, Yehei Rava de echsei bechelma. He says, I daven that I should have a dream. And in the dream, they should tell me exactly what the halach of Ramein, Rabbi Yehuda is, what their shita was regarding Gilgal of the Kechavim. And really, this is an interesting Gemara on many fronts. Number one, could you even rely on a dream? If somebody has a dream, and in his dream, they're megala something to him, does it even mean anything? Lechura, dreams are full of Dvarim B'Teilim. So if somebody has a dream, from a halachic standpoint, can you even rely on what it was that was told to you in a dream? So we have a raid bite on this, Angel of Dreams, I think that's what it's called. But really, it's Kiyodua, there's a famous tshuva from the Tajbitz, Kidegrin Gilgin Hashas, Masechta Sanhedrin quotes this Tajbitz, but it's a famous Tajbitz where the Tajbitz says that when it comes to dreams, there's two dinin. There's some dreams that are real, and there's some dreams that are fake, and being that it's impossible for a person to know whether a dream is real or fake, so there's a halach of Safik, and the Tajbitz said, so when it comes to Isser, Safik Isser, you go Luchumra, when it comes to Mamon, Safik Mamon, Amoitza Mechaveri, Oliver Raya, it's a fascinating tshuva, we have a raid bite on it, we've spoken about it many times in the past, but that's the first thing. So could you rely on a dream? I mean, there's many contradictions. On the one hand, there seem to be Gemaras that suggest that there are merit to dreams, Gemaras that suggest there's no merit to dreams. The Tajbit says, some yes, some not. It depends on if it's through the Malach, if it's not through the Malach. The bottom line is, at the end of the day, it's going to be a machloikis. As it relates to the second thing, as far as dreams goes, is you have to know, in general, whether you can rely on Divrei Torah that comes from a dream. Meaning, okay, a dream has merit to it, but from a halachic standpoint, what happened to Torah Le B'Shamayim? We know Torah is not Ben HaShamayim. The Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, Tan Rachnoi, in the end of Perek Yezeh Neshech. So from a halachic standpoint, the third interesting thing that we're not going to speak about is that the Gemara, what comes to mind is the Gemara in Perek Koraya, where the Gemara talks about Rava and his dreams. So Rava and Abaya, you know, in addition to all the similarities that you have with Abaya and Rava throughout Jazz, they even used to dream the same dreams. And the Gemara says they used to go to a Pesach Chaloymos, his name was Barhedya, and Barhedya used to be Poser Rava's dream one way, Abaya's dream another way. The bottom line is, that's another thing that we would have to go through, regardless of the Gemara Vaita. Esve Rapapa le Rava. Rapapa asked Rava, Shai, Levikechavim, Shifrish, Petachamor, Levikechavim. So this is a non-Jew who had a firstborn donkey, and he was mafreshit, as the Torah says, he was mafresh a Petachamor, Vichalo, or he was mafresh chalo. So the halacha is, Maidian Oisai, Shehu Potter. You have to notify him that he's Potter. V'chalasi nechalas azar, meschala has no kedusha. Upetach hamar, goises of Eved boy, his petach hamar has no kedusha. You can do whatever you want with it. Now, the Gemara makes an interesting dik. It sounds a little bit from here that this halacha, this is the Tesefta Mesachtes Trumas, relates only to petach hamar and to chala. Hachumasi asura. It sounds like as it relates to his truma, the truma is going to be awesome. The Petach Hamar has no Kedusha, the Challah has no Kedusha. But his Truma, it sounds like, does have Kedusha. Says the Gemara, so clearly the Tana is, Ramei Rabbi Yehuda holds that Meruach Evi Kechavim is not Pot. We're dealing with a guy. And if there's a Chi of Truma, that means Meruach Evi Kechavim is not Pot, but not Truma. But at the same time, what does the Mishnah say? Or that they have to say, the Gilgal Evi Kechavim is Poter. So you see that there's a distinction between Truma and Challah, which was one of Rava's studim. Meaning, you see that even Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, that hold that Miruach of a guy is Chayiv and Truma, holds that the Gilgal of a guy is Pater from Challah. The problem is, Rava came out not like that side. It was one of Rava's two studim. But Hadam Rava not that way. Oh, even another kash on Rava. It's Rabbi Nilu Rava. Challah Sevi Kechavim Be'eretz Yisrael. And this is also a Tesefta in Mesechtes Challah. So a lot of Zroim. Challah Sevi Kechavim Be'eretz Ve'truma Sevi Chotzlar. So if a goy has challah in Eretz Yisrael, or
a guy has truma chutz laretz. Medin oise shu pata. We tell him that this is silly. You're a guy. Memelo chalasoy necheles lezarim. V'chumasi ene bedamas. His chalik did beat the maizra. His truma if it gets mixed up in the taruvas with chulin. Nothing to worry about. Now, the Gemara makes a very obvious deal. Ha chumasoy ba'aretz asura. It sounds like his truma in Eretz Yisrael would be also umedamas. And if it would be mixed up with the taruvas, it would be a problem. So clearly we're going to the Tana that holds that miruach of a guy is not pot. And who's that Tana? It's two Tana. It's Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. And still, what does the Brisa say? Gilgal ho'evikichav and poiter. So again, you see that there's a difference between miruach and gilgal. There's a difference between truma and between chala. So it's a kasha and rava, because the Gemara came out, hada amar rava, that there is no difference between chala and between truma. And whoever holds that miruach evi kechavim is chayiv is going to hold gilgal evi kechavim is chayiv. Here you see mefurish that according to Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, l'chura, based on the diukim in these two teiseftas, the teisefta in trumas and the teisefta in chala, that there is a difference between miruach and gilgal, there's a difference between truma. So the Gemara says, to answer both of these brises, you have to say midirabanan. That is true. We have diukim in two brises that the tfuah of a guy is going to be chayiv and truma. And it's clear that both of those brises hold that the isa of a guy is not going to be chayiv and chala. So we're going that isa's potter and tfuah is chayev. It sounds like it's a kashan rava, because it sounds like even Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, who are the ones that hold that the tfuah of a guy is chayev, hold the isa's potter. But the Gemara says no. That when it's this dik, when it's mavur in this braisa, that the tfuah of a guy is chayev, it's not midei raisa. It's only midei rabbanan. And everybody holds midrabbanan, it's going to be chayiv. Even Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon, meaning Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon that said that the miruach of a guy is on a deraisa level, but midrabbanan, it's going to be chayiv. So really, the Mishnah is not Ramei Rabbi Yehuda. Because if the Mishnah was Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, then there'd be no difference between the chala and between the truma. And just like it's mavur in the teisefta that there's a chayiv truma on the guy's tefuah, it would have been mavur that there's a chayiv chala on the guy's isa as well. From the fact that it's the braisa say that there is no chiyav chala, clearly we're going coin to Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon. If we're going coin to Rabbi Yosef Reb Shimon, the diak is that it's mashman that the tefuah is chayav. I've thought the tefuah has to be potter. It's only a chiyav midrabbanan. Gzeir mishum bali kisan. Rashi says we're heard about people that are very, very wealthy and they have a lot of tefuah and they're trying to circumvent. They're looking for a tax loophole. So if they know that the miruach of a guy is potter and a meisris, what they're going to do is they're going to find a guy, make him a partner, or do something with the guy to somehow circumvent the laws of shumas and meisris. So the chachamim said that you're not getting away with it. And miruach evi kechavim is going to be chayav and shumas and meisris. But Ein Hachanami, really, we're going according to Mandaman that holds that Miruach is Potter, not Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, Potter, and that's why there's a Ptur of Chala as well. The Chachamim were Geyser when it came to Trumas and Maestras. Clearly, they weren't Geyser when it comes to Chala, and therefore the Gemara asks the obvious question, Hachi Afilu Chala Nami. Why were the Chachamim only Geyser by Truma? Why weren't they Geyser by Chala? So the Gemara says, Efsher de Afilu Pachas Mechameshes Revam Kemach. Because Chala, it's very easy to circumvent anyways. You don't need to make this takana to prevent circumvent, because even with this takana, you can get away with it. Because the only time you chayv in Chala is if you bake it a certain shear. You need a certain shear of dough in order to be chayv in Chala. What's the shear? Incidentally, it's 43 and one-fifth eggs. The Shach famously says that it's the gematria of Chala. The gematria of challah is 43, and the hay at the end is the fifth. But regardless, it's 43 and one-fifth. And being that it's easy to circumvent it, anyways, a chum didn't have to impose it. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, truma nami afshet avalek rabbi ishi, it's not so hard to circumvent truma either. There were some easy loopholes in the system as it related to truma as well. And the Gemara mentions two. Number one, rabbi ishi. Dom rabbi ishi, ma'ar madam al tfuasai, u'machnisa b'mayt shalai. And there's a big shaila in the Rishonim. Rashi himself says to pshatim exactly what this means. But Pashat, if a person would take the tefuah into his house while it's still in its shaft, which is really not the way humans eat tefuah, it's the way behemoths eat tefuah, then it gets treated as Michael Behema, and it's potter min ha-maisras. Even later, when you remove it from its shaft, it's still going to be potter from maisras. Kadesh de-bemto yichelos uptum min ha-maisr. So you could always do that. You could always circumvent it. You don't need a non-Jewish partner. There's another way to do it. Inami, dailo derech gagas derech karfifois. Another eitzah is you can bring it into your house, derech gagas and karfifois. And we know the halacha is you only chayv if you bring it, you know, the kederech hamelech. But if you bring it in such a way, then you're going to be potter. So what are you telling me? That we had to make this takana to
say that even though miruach kechavim midday uraisas patim and a meiser, but you're gonna have to be chayav because we're afraid somebody's gonna try to circumvent shumas and meisers because he's so that he should, because he has his big business and he's gonna wanna get away with it. So they said, no, we're not gonna let you. But we didn't do it by challah because by challah is another way out. By truma, there's two other ways out. But the Gemara says no. The eitz is by truma, and the eitz by challah is very different. Hasan befarhesia zila by milsa. The two eitzes, as it relates to truma, is befarhesia. It's out in your field. People see you coming. You're climbing in through your chimney. Derech gagas, derech karfifos. So it's befarhesia. People aren't gonna be so inclined to do it. As a result, it's much easier to work out a deal with a non-Jew. That's why the chachamim said that miruach evi kechavim, even if midei rais is potter like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shem midrabbanan, it's going to be chayev. But hacha betzina, but what goes on in your kitchen, nobody really knows. So the dough, which is something that happens betzina, lo zila bein milsa. So if you're going to have the eitzah over here, that eitzah is a good eitzah, and as a result, it wasn't necessary to make this takana that the eitzah of a guy is going to be chayev, midei rais, it's potter, there's no reason midrabbanan to make it chayev. Bottom line is, the maskana, the topic of today's daf, which is really a digression from the digression, was miruach oive kechavim, miruach hektish, gilgul oive kechavim, and gilgul hektish. Meaning, tfuah that belongs to either hektish of a guy, chayiv and shumas amaisres, or dough that belongs to either hektish or a guy, chayiv and chala. As it relates to hektish, it's easy. Even though it was a little bit of a discussion on daf samach vavim and beis, but the maskan, it's very straightforward. The bottom line is that if hektish owns a field, and the gmar malacha, the miruach, took place while the tefuah was still bishos hektish, a yid buys it, it doesn't have to be mafish shumas or maisis. Miruach evi kechavim is potter. The same is true if hektish owns dough, the gilgul, the dough is rolled while it was in the rishos of hektish, a yid buys it now, it doesn't have to be mafish chala, because hektish is potter min ha-maisris, and hektish is potter min ha-chala as well. What about evi kechavim? So that's a little bit more complicated. As it relates to Chumas u'maisres, it's machlek, it's tanon. Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda both hold that if a goy owns a field in Eretz Yisrael, the goy's kinyan doesn't have an ability to be mafkia, the kedusha of the field, and as a result, there is technically a chi of chumas u'maisres. And if the miruach took place, even in the rishus of the goy, it doesn't matter, there's still a chi of chumas u'maisres midei raisa. Reb Yisrael, Reb Shimon hold, there is no chi of chumas u'maisres midei raisa. What about regarding chala? So there's a stam mishnah masechtas chala, there are braises that seem to very, very clearly suggest that chala, the dough that's in the rishus of a goy, and the gilgul took place while I was in the rishos of a guy, if Yid buys it later, is me potter. What Rava wasn't sure was, is that mishnah and those brises by chalo going dafkin coin to Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, that hold that a guy's tefuah is not chayiv in maestras? It's according to those shitas that a guy's dough is not going to be chayiv in chalo as well. Or maybe even Ramei Rabbi Yehuda that hold that a guy's field is chayiv in chumas and maestras. Maybe they're going to agree that it's only chumas and maestras. It's not going to be chala. The Gemara said, Hoda my Rava. Rava came around, and Rava said, there's no difference. There's no way to be mechalik between chala and chumas and maestras. So according to Rami, Rabbi Huda, that hold that a guy's field is chayv and chumas and maestras, so to a guy's dough is going to be chayv. It's only Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon that hold that a guy's field is potter from chumas and maestras, that a guy's dough is going to be potter from chala as well. Stating that, what emerged from the Gemara was that even Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, who hold that a guy's tefuah is potter from chumas and maestras, it's only on a deraisa level. Midrabanan not. Meaning, midrabanan, a guy's dough is still going to be potter from chala, but a guy's field is going to be chayiv in chumas and maestras. At the end of the day, even Rava has to concede that there is a difference between chumah and chala. However, not on the deraisa level of maskanas haGemara, is on the derabanan level. What's the difference? The difference is because if a person had a big business and a lot of chumas and maestras to give, knowing that if a guy is a shutif, he somehow is potter from chumas and maestras, he would be incentivized to be marin on chumas and maestras, which would come at the loss of the kehanim and the levim, kumuvan, and that's something that we try preventing. And even though there's other forms of harama, but the Gemara says this is the best form of harama. But for chala, there's easier ways to be marin, and therefore, a person would never be incentivized to do this. Thus, there was no reason to make such a gezeirah.